فنسلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربي يسر ولا تعسر واتمم بالخير. A very very warm welcome and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu to all of you in the class. MashaAllah, let me see who is feeling really energetic, really smiling. So go ahead and in your chat box you can type some smiles, and you can even type one if you want to tell me that you are feeling very fresh. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. A very very big hug to all of you from here all the way, and you're going to pass it to mom and dad. Give them a big tight hug. Let them know that you're all set. You can hear your teacher and you can hear her clear. So you can let mom and dad know now. They can enjoy their time while you are going to enjoy the class, inshallah. How many of us can do that? Yes? Alhamdulillah. All right, so I'm going to give you 10 seconds to get up, give a big hug to mom and dad, and then inshallah, we can start our class. Okay, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you make the most of it today. And we are so thankful to our parents for helping us, you know, have a very good time remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so alhamdulillah. Now, what I said to you, this huge word, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, inshallah, we are going to learn its meaning also. And we were listening to a beautiful words earlier that said labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Do you know what is the meaning of labbaik? Anybody knows the meaning of labbaik? Go ahead, you can raise your hand and I can even ask you to answer for me, okay? So if you're raising your hand, you have to do it on the digital one. So let me see if I can hear from, okay, Yusuf Abrar. Go ahead, Yusuf. Yes, Yusuf. What do you want to say? What is the meaning of labbaik?
Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, you know what? Assalamu alaikum has a different meaning and labbaik has a different meaning. So let's hear from Amina. Go ahead, Amina. Yes, Amina. What is the meaning of labbaik? Okay, let's try Zia.
नहीं नहीं मुझे लग रहा अच्छा ये मुझे मैसेज से लग रहा है कि मारिया ने मतलब हफ्सा ने शायद उनको बताया कि मैंने रिजवाना से
ओके अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह आई थिंक वी वर हियरिंग सम साउंड्स देयर बट माशाल्लाह सो प्राउड ऑफ यू सम ऑफ यू हु आर टाइपिंग दैट आई एम प्रेजेंट दैट्स रियली रियली नाइस माशाल्लाह तबारकल्लाह ओके सो व्हाट यू आर गोना डू इज इफ यू नो हाउ टू टाइप देन वी आर गोइंग टू राइट इन योर नेम इन द चैट बॉक्स एंड यू आर गोइंग टू राइट हियर योर ब्यूटिफुल नेम And you are going to say labbaik, which means that I am present. I did it for you right now. My name is Sister Javeria. I put in my name and I said labbaik. So welcome Amaz and Zaria and Abiha and all my other lovely friends, mashallah, who are joining. I'm so proud of you and I'm so thankful for you to be here so that we can have a great time, inshallah. Okay. So barakallahu fi all those who are trying to tell me that what is the meaning of labbaik. Okay, if anybody has anything interesting while some friends are sitting down, they are grabbing some notebooks and materials to write to make sure they take a lot of good notes. I like the way some of my friends have already written down one note. They wrote down this word labbaik. Let me highlight it for you. So if you are sitting here and you do not have a notebook or beautiful colors and pencils, then go ahead and make sure that you grab some colors and crayons and markers and you can write some things as we learn, okay? So some of my friends are writing this beautiful work, labbaik, and they learned that labbaik means I am here. Labbaik means I am here or I am present, right? So mashallah. So if you have not, you do not have a notebook, then make sure then you go and get a notebook. Anybody whose camera is on, you can turn the camera off so you can focus on your work, inshallah, okay? So Hafiz, you can close the camera. Yunus Abra, you can close the camera so we can all stay focused. And inshallah, we can focus on what you're going to see on the screen. Sounds good? Yes, Jazakallah khair for following directions. We all learned that following directions is going to be very, very important in this class. Yes, how many of us think that following directions is going to be important? Go ahead and type one. And if you think, no, rules are not that important, then you type two. Good job. So our instruction told us that you're going to be one person on the computer. And when you are sitting there, you can keep your camera off, right? So alhamdulillah, so that you can learn more. And inshallah, you are going to have a pencil, paper, and you can make some beautiful notebooks and you can start writing. So I'm giving you still another 30 seconds to write this word very beautifully. And you can write labbaik. And there you can. Okay, alhamdulillah. All right, so I had to do it for some people, but alhamdulillah, we got it covered. All right, let's take a deep breath. Okay, and now relax and smile. You have given us your attendance. You said labbaik, and let's just check, who are we here for? Option number one, we are here for Sister Javeria. Option number two, we are here for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our time very useful and enjoyable, inshallah. Go ahead and lock your answers. One or two? Very good, excellent. So inshallah, we are going to take 30 seconds just to reset our intentions, why we are here. It's very, very important to ask ourselves why we are doing what we are doing, right? So alhamdulillah, I'm so proud of you, those who are here, and those who are here only and only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And I'm going to write it for myself. I am here to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us when we are happy and we take care of, you know, other people around us, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with us. Yes, excellent. The word for that is niyyah. Very nice, mashallah, Ibrahim. And we did our niya that we are going to sit here to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now let's see how we're going to do that. So today, inshallah, the first thing we're going to do in our session is to know the Quran and to understand its meaning. And before even we get there, we... sorry about that. So before we did that, we talked about on Monday that we need to get the bad guy out of there whenever we are about to study the Quran. So who is this bad guy? You want to type and tell me who is this bad guy and how do we get him out of here? Okay. And if you want to decorate on your notebook and if you want to remind yourself while the friends are typing, is number one, that we will focus, inshallah. Number two, we will listen very carefully so everybody can have their listening ears on. And number three, we are going to take notes. Yes? Alhamdulillah. MashaAllah, excellent that you are typing there. And awesome, Maruk, tell me at the end if you can listen to your poem. Okay, raise your hand towards the end and we can see if you can tell us a poem about this as well. Okay? Do you want to say it right now? What do you think? You want to say it right now, Maru? Go ahead. You want to share the poem? Go ahead, Maru.
Hum shaitan ko bhagayenge, door bhagayenge, kya pade?
Okay, I'm going to
make shaitan go away.
Yeah, in Jazakallah khair, mommy. There.
Also have to say it's not for me, okay?
Okay, can you hear me, guys? Alhamdulillah. Yes, that's type one. So it's very, very important for us to let this bad guy out of here. Let's do it right now so that we can continue to hear each other very, very well. So I'm so proud of all my friends who were able to tell me the answer that this bad guy, he's not good. He's not going to let us focus. He's going to say us things that, oh, you can jump, you can run away. So we need to get him out of here. So let's say this together. We learned this last time that we say together ta'awwul. And I think some of the friends were asking me on the chat that if they miss the first class, what will they do? So they will be very calm, and inshallah, they will get the recordings and everything shared with them very soon. Okay? And then inshallah, you will be recording your ta'awuz, and you will be sending us to us, and inshallah, we will be seeing how good you are saying it. Sounds good? Because there are a lot of people in this room. It may not be easy for us to listen to everybody here, but inshallah, you'll be sending us to us, and we will be listening to everybody. Sounds good? How many of us are happy? Yes, let's see how many of us are really happy. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Let's say this together. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Now you try saying it. Good job. Excellent. Now let's say one more time. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. And we can read the meaning, and you can write it in your notebooks. A'udhu, I seek refuge, a protection. Billahi, with Allah. Min, from. Ash-shaytan, shaytan. Ar-rajim, the rejected. So we did this last time as well, but I really want that you are able to have a notebook with you. You are able to have a beautiful pen, beautiful colors. How many of us like to take very, very good notes, or we can draw things as well? Go ahead and type one if you like to write, if you like to draw. And type two, if no, I can't do that. MashaAllah, good job, Safiyama. You can take notes. Excellent. And remember, I told you, right? I love to learn and I love to teach. And I would love that all my students here and all our wonderful students out there, they can learn and then they can teach. Okay, no problem. If you can only draw, then you can draw, inshallah. Okay? And you can work with us, and inshallah, we will give you some worksheets also on which you can draw and you can write. Okay? Now, today we are going to learn about, after saying the ta'awuz, after having the full protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we start with something which is known as tasmiyah. Can you all say that? Tasmiyah. MashaAllah, great job, the artist in the room. So tasmiyah basically means Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Like saying this together, this whole phrase, this is known as tasmiyah. Are you ready to say it with me? Yes? Then let's try to say it together. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Okay, I'm going to unmute all of you and you can all say it together. One, two, three.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
I love it, mashallah. Give yourself a big pat on the back. I love it, mashallah, how you said it. There was some voice delay from some places, but overall you guys did amazing. Let's try it one more time, okay? I'm going to say it, and then I unmute, and you all say it together, right? So let's focus. One, two, three. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
MashaAllah, you deserve a big pat on the back. You guys are so amazing. I'm so proud of you. Now I am going to say the word and you are going to say the meaning. Does that sound good? Yes? So when I say Bismi, you are going to say in the name. When I say Allah, you are going to say of Allah. Okay? And when I say Ar-Rahman, you are going to say the entirely merciful. And when I say Ar-Rahim, you are going to say the especially merciful. Can we do that together? Type 1 if you can do that together. Or type 2 if it's too hard. Go ahead. Let me see your answers first. Okay. Awesome. Everybody is very fresh. Okay, inshallah, this is hard. So inshallah, those who, if it's hard for you, then you can just stay quiet and listen to some other friends. Okay? And try to focus on the words. And those for who if it's easy, they can say it and then we'll give an option again to everybody. Let's do it then. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Friends, you did a promise that you're going to sit in a room where there's no other voices except yours. Right? So if there's other people talking in the room, let's make sure, tell them this is a very important class. I need some quiet around me. Okay? And when I say the word Bismi, you are not going ahead. You're just reading this much part. Is this clear? Yes? Good. Let's try it one more time. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And remember, Allah's cameras are watching. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is observing who is saying it the best of the way, inshallah. All right. 1. Okay, and Ar-Rahim, the especially merciful. Excellent. Okay, Azan, you're going to say it to me with me. I see your hand, so let's try with you, okay? Bismi. Just say the meaning. Bismi. Can you say this meaning?
In the name of Allah.
Okay, see, I told you, you're going to just stop here. You're not going to go forward. I'm just giving you a word by word. So if I say Bismi, you just say in the name. And that's how you're going to say it to mom and dad at home also, okay? When you're practicing your words. So if I say Bismi, what are you going to say?
In the name.
Excellent. Very good. Let's try next with Zia. Allah. Okay. Yes, yeah. Allah.
Of Allah.
Very good. Excellent. I apologize for the delay in unmuting you. Sometimes, you know, from the internet, it stops a little bit. Okay. Tahreem. Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman.
Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Yes, you need to tell me the meaning. What is the meaning?
Meaning.
Yes, say with me, the entirely merciful. Tahreem, yes. Can you repeat with me? The entirely.
Yes.
The entirely.
Merciful.
Merciful.
Excellent. MashaAllah. It is a difficult word and I'm so proud of you that you said it so nicely. MashaAllah. Good job. Okay. Good job, Rama.
Especially merciful.
Yes, Rama.
Especially merciful.
Yeah. Is it mommy or is it... Yes. Okay, mashallah, may Allah reward all our moms working with our children out there. These definitely are little tough words. And inshallah, the more we practice this week, the more they become easier and easier. So everybody, I'm going to say the word and you're going to say it at your place. Ready? Bismi, in the name Allah, of Allah, Ar-Rahman, the entirely merciful. Ar-Rahim, the especially merciful. Okay, let's see who can say it all at one time. Go ahead and raise your hand if you would like to say it. Okay, so you raise your hand in the prompt. Go ahead, Aisha. Okay, go ahead, Aisha. You can tell us the tasmiyah.
In the name.
Very good. Excellent. You want to read the whole tasmiya one time? Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Excellent. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. So we will, inshallah, keep practicing on it. And inshallah, we will become better and better at it. Okay? Now, friends, why do we say Bismillah? There is a reason. When we start anything with the name of Allah, then do you think if somebody is about to start something and they say Bismillah, do you think they're going to do something good or do you think they're going to do something bad afterwards? Go ahead and type the answer. Good or bad? Good. Excellent. So do you think if I'm about to hit somebody, I'm going to say Bismillah, I'm hitting you? Am I going to do that? No, right? Excellent. So we are not going to use this word for something bad. So that way, when you start something with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it becomes easier and easier for us to do good deeds. So go ahead and write in your notebooks. I'm going to lower all your hands. You will have a chance in your homework group to send your Bismillah, inshallah. So you can keep practicing with your lovely parents, with your lovely siblings. You can keep practicing, make it better and better. Make sure the Ra is sounding right. Make sure the Allah is sounding right. And then you can send us your recording, inshallah, also. But right now, you're going to make this very beautiful in your notebook. And then some of you can even turn the camera on and show it to us on the screen as well. How does it look on your notebook? The first one is that every good thing begins with Bismillah, all right? So Bismillah makes good things easy. And when you say Bismillah, then it makes a lot of your tasks easier. We will talk more about it next time also, inshallah, okay? And Bismillah brings the barakah. You are able to do more with less. How many of us would like to do more things in less time? Go ahead and type one. We want to do more things in less time. Yes? Alhamdulillah. Then say Bismillah and open your notebooks and I am ready to see whose work is looking so nice on their notebooks. If you want to show me your notebook, I can even see it on the screen. How does it look? Okay, you can lift it up and you can show me. Good job, Muhammad. Excellent. MashaAllah. Good job, Yusuf. MashaAllah. Excellent. I love your drawing. That's so beautiful. I love it. Awesome. Azan. Good job. That is so incredible. And we're going to learn, keep learning from all our friends. We have a lot of friends here from all around the world. So we will keep learning from everybody how they are doing that. That is so beautiful, Yusuf. I like that you made it come so forward. And I love the way you wrote your B. That's so beautiful. Okay, Ishal, you're ready to show me? Go ahead. Can you move it closer to the screen? Very nice. And I love the way Amina even wrote it in Arabic. That was so beautiful, Amina. I love it. MashaAllah. And Hajra, excellent. Zakaria, very nice. MashaAllah. Excellent. And I'm sure as we are talking and we are switching, you can use colors, you can use crayons. Do you like the colors on the screen right now? Go ahead and type one if you like the colors, right? So you can add colors, but you remember Bismillah brings barakah and you can do more with less, okay? So Amina, you wanted to say something? Amina?
Thanks.
Okay. You are welcome, Siri. And alhamdulillah, that is also beautiful, right? So in this time, we're going to be very, like, we have very less time here together. So inshallah, I know I will not be able to talk to everybody, but we will definitely try to use our cameras as needed to show things. Inaya, that's so pretty. I love it. And you can even decorate your own name also very beautifully on this notebook, okay? You can put some nice tapes, nice materials to make this pretty. Abdul Rahman, I love it. Jazakallah khair for showing it to me. That's so beautiful. And inshallah, this week I'm going to tell you there will be a way in which I keep getting these from you, and we will see them in the homework sheet as well. So at this time, you're going to move to a very special session. So you're going to turn your cameras off, give yourself a big pat on the back. There is a very special guest coming, and that's a month coming very soon. So we're going to learn with Sister Fatima all the amazing things, what's coming up next. Is everybody ready? When you're ready, your camera is off, your pencil is in your hand, and you're sitting very nice and happy, then type one so we can get started, inshallah. Okay? All right. Sister Fatima, if you are in the room, if you can raise your hand, alhamdulillah. All right. All the way to you, Sister Fatima. Okay, so mashallah, those who are getting ready. Sister Fatima, I saw you, and then I think somehow it just moved. So alhamdulillah. All right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani r-rajim. Bismillahi r-Rahman r-Rahim. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yasirli amri wa ahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear kids. How is everyone? I hope everyone is fine, enjoying good health, enjoying holidays, enjoying classes. Alhamdulillah. MashaAllah, it was a very beautiful lesson you have done about the ta'awuz and tasmiyah. And I was also looking at the homework, MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Can you hear me all, please? Confirm? Okay, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We are again in one another session. It's a beautiful session. We will learn lots of different things in this Ramadan activity session. Today, we are going to learn about something special. You like special things? I really like special things. Today, in our Ramadan activity session, we will learn about a special calendar. Can anyone tell what is calendar? What is calendar? You know, a chart which shows us the names of the month. The 12 months, like, yeah, very good. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. These are all different. 12 months, yes, that has the date and month over it. A chart that shows us months. That calendar, we know about it, it's called as a solar calendar that has January, February, March, April, May, etc., etc. But you know what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a special calendar for all of us. It is called as the Hijri calendar. Hijri calendar is also called as the Islamic calendar. Today we will learn about the Hijri calendar. Can you repeat it with me? The name of the calendar, it is called as the Hijri calendar. Say it with me. Hijri calendar. It is also called as the Islamic calendar. Okay. Who likes the moon? If you like the moon, you can type the letter 1. I really like to see the moon. How beautiful, how amazing it is. is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, it's so beautiful, so shiny, and the black night, the white moon gives us light, subhanallah. You know what? The Islamic calendar based on the cycle of the moon. Did you ever see on the sky that sometimes the moon is small and the other day it's a bit big and the other one day it gets more bigger? Just like you, when you are a small baby, then you eat lots of healthy food. After eating healthy food, you get bigger and bigger and bigger. You all eat healthy food or the junk? Who eats healthy food? Can you type the letter one? Very good. Yes. Okay. Alhamdulillah, healthy. That's why you are growing big. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. So, just like you, the Islamic calendar, based on the phases of the moon gets bigger day by day. And then again, it gets smaller. So, it's a cycle of moon. On the base of cycle of moon, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a Hijri calendar for us. Got it? What is the Hijri calendar? Hijri calendar is Islamic calendar which is based on the cycle of moon, right? Yes, when there is the full moon, then it's the middle of the month, okay? Hajra, when, yes, full moon, half moon, definitely, it's the cycle of the moon. When there is a full moon, it's the 15th date or 14th date like that. So it's a full cycle. Alhamdulillah, when you will be grown up, you will learn more about it. But for the time being, we have to take in our mind that Hijri calendar is what? Which is based on moon. Okay, got it? So we go a step ahead. If you got it, you can type the letter 1. So we can move ahead. Okay, letter 1. Okay, Alhamdulillah. Now, you know what? This calendar also have 12 months. Same like the solar calendar, this calendar also have lovely months. Hijri calendar has 12 months. Each month has 29 or 30 days. In our solar calendar, we have dates like 30 or 31. But in Hijri calendar, we have 29 or 30 days. And there is also a very special month, which is called as Ramadan. What is the name of the special month? Ramadan. Can you repeat after me? The special month called as Ramadan. What is it? Ramadan. Very good. After that, we must have to learn all the names of Islamic months. There are 12 months. Inshallah, I will read and you have to repeat after me all the names of month. Okay, are you ready for that? If you are ready, you can type the letter 1. Okay, inshallah. Now let's say Muharram. Muharram. Safar. Rabiul Awal. Rabiul Awal. Rabiul Thani. Rabiu Thani, Jamadul Awal, Jamadul Awal, Jamadu Thani, Jamadu Thani, Rajab, Rajab, Shaban, Shaban, then comes Ramadan. And then comes Shawwal. And then comes Zulqa'dah. And Zulhijjah. Okay, so these are the 12 months. There's also a poem I can read in front of you so that you can also learn. It will be very easy for you when you will repeat again and again. I know there are lots of names, but it will be easy, inshallah, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you will be repeat in just like a poem, okay?
Alhamdulillah, I'm so proud of those friends who are writing so nicely while Sister Fatima is going to be back with us. So Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, these are 12 months in the Hijri calendar. And let's see who is writing very nicely. I think Sister Fatima got dropped. So as soon as she is back, she raises her hand, we will have her back, inshallah, okay? So yes, Hijri means, Hijri basically means migration. And this happened when the Prophet ﷺ went from Mecca to Medina. Since then, this calendar is known as Hijri calendar. It basically means that was the first time that the Prophet ﷺ went from Mecca to Medina. Okay, so let's see who is very good at writing their letters. You're writing 12 months of Islam, right? Yes, migration is a hard word for five-year-olds, definitely. And the five-year-olds are going to become smarter and smarter, inshallah. Okay, if you have any questions, moms, and any feedback, anything, it will be redirected to the email. So at this time, let's stay focused and let's see how many of us can get 12 stars by writing the 12 names of the calendar. Okay, so let's see how many of us can copy the 12 names. MashaAllah I'm going to unmute you. It's Zikra. Can you talk and tell us what did you write? Go ahead. Sister Fatima, I'm waiting for you also. If you're in the room, then inshallah I can. Yes. Zikra?
Muhammam. Safal. Wabi. Alval.
Very good. Rabiul Awwal.
Wabil al Awwal. Wabi al Sani.
MashaAllah, Rabiul Sani.
Jamati al Awwal.
MashaAllah, you are reading it so nice. Jamadi al-Awwal. Excellent. Now, you know what I'm going to ask you to do is give yourself a big pat on the back while I'm going to listen from Aisha.
Safar, Rabi al-Awwal, Rabi al-Sani, Jaman al-Awwal, Jaman al-Awwal.
These are the months of Islam. MashaAllah, I love the way you recited them as a poem. How many of us would like to recite them? Hajra, yes, it's not possible for me to get everybody in there. There's a lot of people in line. And let's see, Sister Fatima is here. Not okay, let's hear this. Let's sing this together, okay? Those who are writing complete, and let's hear this together. Are you ready? Yes? And I'm going to move my mouse over it, and you're going to start singing along. Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. These are the months in Islam. Muharram, Safar, Rabi'ul Awwal, Rabi'ul Thani. These are the months in Islam. Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Ukhra, Rajab and Shaban. Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan and Shawwal. Dhul Qa'dah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So I'm going to lower everybody's hands right now and let's see who wants to sing like that or say all the 12 names. anybody who's going to be the first one to raise their hand, I will let them know, right? So we all had fun saying that. And okay, go ahead, Safiya and Amal.
Muharram, Safar, Rabbi Uavel, Rabbi Husani, Jamad Uavel, Jamad Husani, Rajat, Saban, Ramadan, Saval, Zulkad, Zilhad.
MashaAllah, excellent. 3 stars for you, MashaAllah. So proud of you. And everybody who raised their hands, I am so proud of you, each one of you, MashaAllah. So what you're going to do is right now, you're going to stand up and do 10 sit-ups with me, okay? So let's just, we're going to do a little, you know, jumping for 10 times. How many of us like to jump? How many of us like to jump, right? So we'll jump up and down for 10 times because now we're going to move on to something special. We're going to learn about something next. And that's going to be about, we talked about the Prophet Muhammad moved from Mecca to Medina. And that was the start of the Hijri calendar. We're going to learn about lots of prophets, okay? So I like the way some of my friends listened immediately. And they all stood up and they did sit-ups up and down 10 times. Let's get fresh, mashallah. And once you're done, you are on your notebook and you're writing this word, okay? This is going to be a lesson which is going to be about our prophet. Let's see if you can write that so beautifully. And I'm going to see who wrote it so neatly and nicely, okay? So make sure you don't make a spelling mistake. So I'm going to do my 10 sit-ups right now and give you time to do that, okay? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Anybody wants to show me on the camera if they already wrote down our prophets? They made a brand new page. They are at a brand new page. It's a clean page. It's a, you are going to write this on a new page, okay? So on that new page, you are going to write our prophets. And then let's talk about who are prophets. Okay, so let's see who is going to be my first one to show me that you are done writing our prophets. Okay, Yahya?
What?
You want to say something?
I am a Prophet Muhammad.
Say it
I
again.
Know Prophet Muhammad.
Okay, I know Prophet. Awesome. Okay, and Alhamdulillah, you know Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we're gonna talk about what do we know about him, inshallah. Okay, and I like the way Zakaria is showing us. Zakaria, you wanna show us closer to the screen? Show us closer to the screen again, Zakaria. And Zurayz was showing. MashaAllah, beautiful. So you all wrote down. I am so proud of you that you can write so many letters. Hajra, very nice. Beautiful work. Excellent. And we will keep seeing more of your work. So let's go and start adding some notes to that. Okay, now you can turn your cameras off. MashaAllah, very nice. Excellent, Tahdeem also. So go ahead and start writing. Prophets are role models. If you just write this much, I am happy too. If you just write, you know what, let me show you. Since you already wrote our prophet, this time you can just write role models, okay? So in a bullet point, you can write that prophets are role models. Who is a role model? Just like, you know, I am telling you to do this and do that. It's basically, I'm trying to show you what needs to happen. And you're doing that, right? When I tell you that you're going to do 10 times sit-ups and sit-downs, and I do it, and then you, it's easy for you to follow with me. So just like I'm showing you something on the screen, and then you're copying it, it's easier for you to do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you so much that He sent some role models for you, so you don't have to worry about, what should I do in my life? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent you prophets so they can be role models for you. So whatever the prophets did, you can do and you can make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. Okay? So all the prophets, they brought one message. You know, whatever they were saying, they brought one message. Friends, do you remember we said there are going to be rules in the classroom, right? So am I asking anybody to show me their work right now? Type one, if I'm asking anybody to show me their work. And type two, no, I want to be focused right now and I need to take my notes at this time. What option do you think? Type one or type two? Okay, so there's a three option. Okay, very good. And another question that I wanted to ask you is, lock your answers, my smart learners. Should I see myself in the camera and keep on seeing myself? That's option number one in this class. I can just turn the camera on and just see myself and keep seeing other kids out there. Or option number two, I can use my time to make some beautiful notes so that I can have my own class in my home and teach everybody in my house. So let's see, what are my superheroes gonna write? MashaAllah, so proud of you. Excellent. Very nice, super learners. That deserves a special, special star for all of you. Very good. I'm so proud of you. So some of you are writing very nice, and that's all prophets brought one message, and that was the key message. Was it that you need to follow me, or was that to follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So they all told all the people around them that you need to follow who? They need to follow them or worship them? Or do you think they told people that they need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Go ahead and type me or Allah. M-E for me or A-L-L-A-H for Allah. MashaAllah, fun. Excellent. Good job. That deserves a star. Very good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very good. So they did not tell people that, oh, you know what, I am a prophet, I am so good, you need to follow me. They told people that you need to follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by worshipping him. Okay? That's what they told. If you are done writing this much that prophets are role models, and they had one message, and that one message was worship Allah, right? That was all they wanted people to do. Very good. Nobody is showing me their work. They're just typing one if they're done, okay? I'm going to be seeing a little later. All right. Let's move and see how many prophets are in the Quran. So anybody knows how many prophets are in the Quran? You can type in the answer if you have helpers. I know we are all in home and we love to be with our families and mom and dad and brother and sister. They all help us, mashallah. So that's beautiful. Most of you know that there are 25 prophets in the Quran. So I'm going to write that in here, that we have 25 prophets in the Quran. Let's see if I can make it even bigger, and let's make it a green color. You can decide it what color you want to write in your notebook. So there are 25 prophets in Quran, okay? And believing in the prophets is a pillar of Iman, which means that it is a central part of faith. It's very, very, very important to believe in the prophets, okay? Because if you will believe in the prophets, then you will follow them, okay? But if you don't believe in somebody, then you're not going to follow them, right? So, Jazakallah Khair, Hassan, you're trying to show me, but not at this time, okay? I'm going to ask you when I need to see it. So, just like, how many of you can believe that right now, at this moment, I am your teacher here? So go ahead and type one if you believe that I am your teacher, right? Okay, you cannot hear me, then you need to re-log. Somebody can type that. Very good. So you all believe that you know that if you believe in a teacher, then what do? When she gives an instructions, you follow her, right? at that time, you follow the directions because you know that she's teaching. She knows how much time is left. She knows what we are learning today. So I need to follow and comply with directions so that we can make the best use of our time. But if you do not believe, oh no, this is just a video and I don't think so, I need to pay attention. I don't truly like have faith in this, so I can do whatever I want at this time, right? Then it will be very tricky and it will not be fun. You will not be able to do much things, right? So admins can message Muhammad Yahya to relog, inshallah, because even if I say it, he's not going to get it. And Muhammad Yahya, let me take care of him while you guys are thinking about prophets and some of you are writing it. Okay, so let's see. Okay, all right. So... okay, that's going to be a little bit distraction for all of us if I keep seeing those messages here. But the thought process is that if we believe in the prophets, then it will be easy for us to follow it. So just like we believe that mom and dad love us and they take care of us and they are there for us, how many of us know that my mom and dad are, they love us and they do the best for us, right? How many of us do that, believe that parents love us? Go ahead and type one if you do. Excellent. So next time when mom and dad tell you that, you know what, it's time to go to sleep, or come, it's time to eat your lunch or dinner, or you know what, let's put this away, this is junk food, it's time to eat some healthy food, are you going to listen to them? Yes or no? What do you think? If you believe that your parents love you, and when they tell you to do something, are you going to listen to them? Yes or no? Excellent. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Excellent. So just like when you believe that, yes, my mom and dad, they love me, and they are there to help me, then you're going to listen to them. Just like that. How many of us believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us? Right? Yes? Alhamdulillah. And Allah loves us. Allah sent prophets throughout this time to help us figure out what we need to do in our life. And He sent 25 prophets. I'm sure you guys can name some of them. Let's see in my chat box right now if you can start writing some of the role models Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent. We heard one that you know about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's see if you can type some other names. Excellent. I see Noah. Very good. And they call him, and you know, you might have heard some friends calling him Noah. Let's see if you can write 25 of them in your notebook. So first try to see how much can you remember from your memory. Very good. Yahya alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Ibrahim, excellent. Do you think about, I'm going to tell you some things about them while you keep on writing their names. And I have given you some names of theirs in English because some of your friends, some of the schools that you go to, you see some of these people over there, right? They're sitting in different parts of the world. So in English, some of the names are called differently as well. Very good. So the first prophet, which was, the Quran mentions 25 prophets, and most of them are mentioned in Bible as well. So who were these prophets? Where did they live? Who were they sent to? What are their names in the Quran? And what are some of the miracles they performed? So today in your family, you're going to talk about these 25 special people. Peace be upon them all. And you're going to talk about them. For example, but there's something that I want you to know, that there's two different words in the Quran. One is Nabi and one is Rasul. In Arabic, the prophet, it's like Nabi. And there's another which is messenger, and that's Rasul, okay? And you are young, but inshallah, when you grow up, you learn more about it. But the first prophet, now everybody, mashallah, you gave me a lot of names. Go ahead and type the name of the very first prophet that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent. Excellent. Adam alayhi salam was the first human also made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay? And he is mentioned around 25 times in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him, and then he created his wife, and they lived in paradise and they came here to this world to do things to please him and go back. They have two sons. Anybody knows the name of the two sons that Adam alayhi salam had? They were, let's see if you guys remember any two names of Adam alayhi salam's son. No, okay, yes. So there's Habil and Kabil. So inshallah you'll learn about their story also. But here we're just telling you some of the stories. Okay, which was the prophet who had to build a boat and the whole world was flooded with water? Which was that prophet? Noah alayhi salam. Very good. They call him Noah here, right? So some people call him Noah. Okay, let's see who was the prophet that made the river split. The ocean became into two and there was a wave formed in between and he could walk through with his army in between. Excellent. That was Musa alayhi salam and they call him Moses. It's right here. Okay. Who was the prophet that people call as Jesus? They think that he's the son of God. Isa alayhi salam, very good. So I hope you have written 25 names as much as you can. If you have some remaining, you can talk to mom, dad, brother, sister at home and think about these names. Think about what they are called. You might have heard some friends named Jacob and John and Zechariah and Solomon and you can see how these names are there in the Quran, in Arabic, how are they called? And the last and the final prophet, what was his name? The best man who ever walked this earth, his name was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Excellent, mashallah. Give yourself a big pat on the back. You guys did amazing. And one last thing that you're going to write for today regarding the prophets in your prophets page before you start showing them to me is that all prophets were humans and all of them were Muslims because all of them just called to one Allah. None of them said that, oh, I am God. None of them said that I am the son of God. Na'udhu billah. Nobody said that. Remember, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. He has no father, no daughter, no son. So there was no prophet was God or son of God. And we now need to follow the last prophet, the name that you're writing, mashallah, so beautifully, and that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right? Excellent, mashallah, Muhammad Yaya, beautiful thing. And no one created him, mashallah, good job. So how do you feel knowing about the prophets? How many of us feel happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it loves us so much that he sent us these role models who make sure that we stay on the right path. Happy? Excellent. And how many of us would like to raise our hands and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Ya Allah, we want to meet all these 25 in Jannah, right? All these 25. One of them is still alive, by the way, out of these 25. Anybody knows which prophet is still alive and he's still going to come to this world? Anybody knows? Excellent. Jesus. They call him Jesus and we call him Isa alayhi salam. He's still going to come back. And when he comes back, he's going to read the Quran just like me and you. And he's going to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All right. So alhamdulillah. Oh yeah. Mashallah. You know that. Awesome. Excellent. So let's do a quick recap and close out our Prophet's page. You can keep decorating on it. Keep it. Let me see on the screen how your page on Prophets look. The Prophets were all humans. And they believe in this is a pillar of Iman and no prophet was God or son of God and we need to follow the last prophet. So let me see who is showing me their work at this time. You can definitely turn your screens on and you can show it to me and I would like to put some stars for you for your beautiful work, right? So mashallah. And then we're going to learn one thing that Prophet Muhammad told us to do and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to do and then we're going to learn about that. Okay, so mashallah, Zikra, that is beautiful. Can you show us a little closer? Excellent, very good, awesome. There's one stars. I'm going to keep putting stars here for you guys. Okay, so Zakaria, that is so lovely, awesome. Safa and Shugufta, probably might be mom's name, I'm not sure, or is it your name? Yes, this looks so beautiful. Excellent, Hiba. And Tahreem, Ahsan, beautiful. Zuraiz, I love those colors. Dad deserves 3 stars. Zuraiz, bring it closer. I love those colors. And go ahead and tell us, how did you do it? Zuraiz, which grade are you in?
Grade 1.
And I love the way, mashallah, you wrote so beautifully. And it's, I always love when we use colors, right? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want us to live in a black and white world, or he wanted us to use nice colors? What do you think?
Nice colors.
Awesome. I see another Hajra, mashallah. Beautiful colors. Hajra, which grade are you in? Yes, Hajra. Two, mashallah, smart second grader. Inaya, I love the names that you wrote so nicely. Love your spelling. Inaya, which grade are you in?
Two,
mashallah, beautiful. Everybody, at this time, you're going to put your notebook down and give yourself a big, big, big pat on the back. So proud of you. Awesome. Excellent, mashallah. All right, so many stars for you. Now, let's turn our cameras off and flip a brand new page. And this time, you are going to be writing something amazing, okay? This time, you're going to learn something that the prophets told us to do, okay? Let's see what is that. So, you can title on the top and say, follow the prophet. Your one page by now should say Quran. Your one page today was about Hijri calendar. And now your one page is prophets. And the fourth one now would be follow the prophet. Okay? Amina, no showing at this time anymore. Okay? Let's focus and write. What did the prophet tell us to follow? So we're going to talk about one thing. So if you believe, you're going to be a follower, right? Just like if you believe that Sister Jubeya is taking care of you, then you're going to follow directions. Similarly, if you believe that Rasulullah or Prophet Muhammad brought us the correct instructions, then we will follow. Okay, repeat the page. I will do that and I'm going to type it for you. Okay, first page, your title was Quran. We learned about Ta'awuz and Tasmiya today. Okay, our second page was about Hijri calendar, and we learned the month of Ramadan there, and we sang a very nice nasheed. Then we talked about our prophet, and you wrote 25 prophets. MashaAllah, I'm so proud of what you did today. It's incredible. And last and final thing that we're going to talk about today is follow the prophet. Just like you're going to follow mom's and dad's instruction in the house, right? When mom and dad love you, they tell you some instructions, you'll follow that. Okay? So that's the four things there. So in follow the prophet, what did the Prophet ﷺ tell us? He told us, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us, U'budu ar-Rahman wa afshu as-salam. Some of you who are second graders, they can even memorize that. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, U'budu ar-Rahman wa afshu as-salam. Worship the most merciful and spread the greeting of peace. If you have somebody sitting next to you, or if you have somebody in your house, you can say assalamu alaikum to them, right? And just like you can shake hands even, and you can say salam to them, okay? And it's very, very important to say salam, because if you're writing, I'll give you 1-2 minutes to write, that spread peace, okay? Spread the salam. This is a lot of words here for you, so you can just maybe write this much in your notebook, that spread the greeting of peace. Okay, assalam means peace. And some of you are very good at drawing, so you can show how you can make salam. Okay, you're not going to show me at this time, but you're going to just write it in your notebook. Okay, now regarding the handshake, did Rasulullah tell us to make a handshake, or we can just say it with our words? We again go back to his words, and he said, there are no two Muslims, listen very carefully, friends, there are no two Muslims who meet and shake hands with one another, but they will be forgiven before they part. Okay, so you can use one hand to shake with the other person, and obviously a boy with a boy, girl with a girl. If you are little, then yes, you can do it with mom and dad, and the people
who are close relation with you, but Rasulullah Sallam has such a beautiful news for us that they will be forgiven before they part. So I am going to give you maybe a minute to go ahead. Once you have written salam, get up and see if you can say assalamu alaikum to somebody and come back to the screen. Type one when you are done. Okay. And let's see if you can say salam to somebody and type one when you are done. MashaAllah. You guys are speedy Gonzalez. MashaAllah. Anybody wants to show me on the screen how did they do salam? Okay. Who wants to show me? A handshake. Assalamu alaikum. Okay. Ibrahim is happy. Okay. All right. Excellent. MashaAllah. You got it. Now, I have something very important to tell you, friends. Okay. So let's turn the screens off and imagine that you're sitting in the mosque of the Prophet. Okay. Close your screens. Close your eyes and imagine that you're sitting in the mosque of the Prophet. Okay? And what's happening is that a person came and he said, Assalamu alaikum. And Rasulullah said, Wa alaikum assalam, 10. Then another person came and he said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And Rasulullah said, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, 20. And then another person came and said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And Rasulullah said, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, 30. Do you know what this 10, 20, and 30 was meaning for us? Can anybody type in? What do you think this is? Go ahead and type in. What do you think is 10, 20, and 30? MashaAllah, good job, Muhammad Umar. It is the reward. So the first person who just said Assalamu alaikum, he got 10 rewards. But the person who said Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah got 20. And the person who said the complete salam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, he got 30 rewards or hasanat. Go ahead, type in the chat box, how much reward would you like to give for every salam that you say? Do you want to get 10? Do you want to get 20? Or do you want to get 30 times of the rewards? How much? Awesome, mashallah. Excellent. MashaAllah, and much, much more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can increase it to any much more. But we know that if you say the salam in a complete way, let's try it one time. You all are going to say a salam to me, and I'm going to unmute me and unmute, and you're going to say a salam to me, and I hope you all strike a 30-pointer. Are you ready? Okay, I'm going to put a star next to what you were able to say. Okay, one, two, three, go. MashaAllah, you guys are so incredible and amazing. Most of you got 30 points. MashaAllah, so you've got so many stars. So when you say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, that is like 30 points. So if you in your house were earlier saying Assalamu alaikum, you can start saying this complete word. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Okay? Let's try saying it loud. I have muted you, but you can say it loud where you are sitting right now and practice saying it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What does that mean? It means may the peace be upon you and mercy of Allah and His blessings. I like the way some of us are still writing and writing down in our notes how I'm going to get 30 points by saying peace, mercy and blessings of Allah be upon you. And when somebody says it to you, Rasulullah told us that return it with something either the same or something better. So if somebody tells you Assalamu alaikum, you can say Wa alaikum assalam. But if somebody gave you a 30-pointer greeting, they said Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, then you should return it by saying وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. And upon you be peace as well as the mercy of Allah and His blessings. Can you guess which one is better? Who starts the salam or who returns the salam? Which one do you think is better? Option number one, somebody who starts the salam, who is first in saying salam, or the person who is replying to the salam. Excellent, mashallah, excellent. Barakallah fi. So always try that whenever, even if two walls come between you, even if you woke up in the morning and you're coming down, you're coming out of your bed, say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, mama jani. Or assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, baba jani, whoever you're talking to, right? And alhamdulillah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for everything that you're doing. How many of us say salam to our parents when we get up? Go ahead and type one. If you have a habit of saying salam, Sister Aisha, if you can direct your message to the coordinators, it will be really nice, inshallah. So alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept for you saying that. Now, one thing that I want you all to know, and that is that sometimes, how many of you have heard people saying salam in a different way, right? Some people say, assalamualaikum, assalamualaikum. Give me an option too if you have heard that some people say salam in a very different way, right? So we need to make sure that we say the salam in the correct way, right? So inshallah, now that we learned, we are going to say assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, because there's an ayin here. So let's practice one more last time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And when we say the reply, we say wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sounds good? Yes? Alhamdulillah. So inshallah, this week you have this homework that you're going to do, inshallah. Take your time, enjoy your time. And who would like to read the homework for me? Go ahead, Muhammad. Who would like to read the homework for me? Raise your hand in the prompt and I'll let you read out the homework as 1, 2, and 3, okay? And you can even write that in your notebook. So go ahead. I have, yes, Zare.
Homework. Memorize dua, greeting, and sneezing. Practice translation. Tawuf and tasmiya. Smile and say salam.
MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Excellent. Very nice reading. If you read, then you succeed. And I always say to my students, R, E, A, D, read, succeed. So that's number one that you're going to remember, that we learned assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And we learned in our Monday class that when we sneeze and we say, then we say, alhamdulillah, right? And if somebody sneezes, then we say, yarhamukallah. So you're going to practice on that. Inshallah, you will have the videos and you have the recordings if you want to go back and learn it again. And you will, inshallah, practice the ta'awuz and tasmiya, which is a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim and bismillahir rahmanir rahim. And the very important, don't forget to smile and keep saying salam to everybody, okay? So at this time, you can show me your notebooks, and if anybody has a question, they can raise a hand in the chat box. I can probably take 5 questions, comments, anything that you want to say, or I think, so anything that you want to say regarding the lesson today, you can raise hand. So go ahead, Azan and Abdullah, just hold on. Yes, go ahead, Azan, Abdullah.
Ma'am?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ma'am, how can I learn what you've already taught us, ma'am?
Okay, thank you for asking that. Inshallah, as I said, everything will be uploaded and you will get a link and you can go back and watch the video as many times as you like. Okay? And then inshallah, you'll be able to work. Very nice work, mashallah, those who are showing me on the screen. This looks so pretty, Hassan. I love it. Excellent. I love that you even wrote the Arabic. And Inaya, that's incredible. Go ahead, Zia. if you wanted to talk. Yes, dear.
Nothing.
Sorry about that.
Yes, okay, you didn't want to say anything, Zia? Zia, did you have fun? Yes? Okay, he's gone. All right, Anaya, I love this work, mashallah. Anaya, you want to say something?
Yes, I had fun.
Okay, alhamdulillah, jazakallah khair. And I had so much fun with you all, mashallah. All right, I'm going to take my last comment from the last hand here. Rahma, go ahead.
I had lots of fun.
Jazakallah khair. And I had so much fun hearing you, and your voice was echoing. But that made it, it was even more beautiful. So alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and I'm so proud of your work. Rahma, this looks so nice, mashallah. I love everybody's work. It's so amazing. So big stars for you guys. And remember the 1, 2, and 3 for this week. And inshallah, I will be seeing you next Monday. And we will be waiting. If you have any questions, any comments, anything, you can send us to the in charge message. Either you got to have, you raise your hand, right? So if you raise your hand, I can only pick people whose hands are raised in the prompt, in the top three, okay? And obviously we will not have to, okay, go ahead. We will not be able to have everybody because there's a lot of people in this room, right? So we have a lot of people and you have very limited time. So go ahead and inshallah, in your homework groups, you can send anything, message that you want to send us or share your recordings. We will inshallah look forward to listening from each one of you over there. Sounds good? So one last time, show me your happy faces and I'll read the dua. I'm going to put my smiley out there for you because I was so proud of each one of you. You did amazing. And don't forget to give mommy and dad a big, big hug and a big smile for everything they do, inshallah. And I will see you on Monday. Subhana rabbika, rabbil izzati amma yasifoon, wa salamun alal mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. والعصر إن الإنسان الذي خس إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواسوا بالحق وتواسوا بالصبر. In by time, indeed, mankind is in loss, except for those who believed, who did the righteous deeds, who reminded each other of haq, and who reminded each other of patience. Jazakallah khair wa asan jaza for your beautiful waves, smiles. And enjoy,
inshallah,
I'll see you
on Monday. Blessings be upon Nabi, peace be upon the messenger and the prophets who were sent, all of them were honored. Adam, Idris, Nuh, Hud, Saleh, Ibrahim, Lut, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub, Yusuf, Ayyub, Shu'ib, Musa, Harun, Dhul Kifl, Dawud, Sulaiman, Ilyas, Al-Yasa'a, Yunus, Zakariya, Yahya, Isa, Wal-Akhir, Al-Khatim, Al-Anbiya, Muhammad, Al-Mustafa. الصلاة على النبي والسلام على الرسول والأنبياء المرسلين كلهم مكرمون. Blessings be upon Nabi, peace be upon the messenger and the prophets who were sent. All of them were قلب رسولك يا الله نور قلوبنا. أنا يا الله كقلب رسولك يا الله نور قلوبنا يا الله كقلب رسولك يا الله نور قلوبنا يا الله كقلب رسولك يا الله آدم إدريس نوح صالح إبراهيم لوط إسماعيل إسحاق يعقوب يوسف أيوب شعيب موسى هارون ذو الكفل داود سليمان إلياس اليسع يونس زكريا يحيى عيسى والآخر الخاتم الأنبياء محمد المصطفى
آدم إنوك نوح هود صالح إبراهيم لوط إسماعيل إيزاك جاكوب جوزيف جوب جاسبرو موسيس آرون إزيكيل ديفيد سولومون إلايجا إليشا جونا زكريا جون جيسوس محمد Peace be upon them all.